While, you know, many of the groups outside, whether it's Grenfell or Memorial or the Harris Center, are here to support, the efforts are going to be largely dependent on everyone who lives here and the communities who are here. So we want to really sort of support, but be clear that, you know, your efforts and your time and your energy is what's going to make a difference. And then coupling that with the capacities that we can bring to the table and other people's capacities, I think we can sort of hopefully achieve a lot. So I'm going to ask Sheila to come up. And thank you.
Hello. I almost feel like it should be heard outside because it's a microphone, but I guess it's not. It's because it's the radio, so people outside this room will hear me. For those of you in the room that don't know me, I think most people around I recognize, my name is Sheila Fitzgerald, and I'm actually the VP and Triple M, that's what I call myself, of a little town called Rye Tombodarm. I'm the Vice President of Municipalities Newfoundland Labrador, and I'm actually, in terms of the three M's, I'm the mayor of the moose capital of the world, Rye Tombodarm. I'm the manager of Child, Youth and Family Services up here on the Northern Peninsula. And most importantly, I am the mom. I have two teenage boys that keep me very busy. Being the mayor and being the vice president does not pay my bills, just to make that clear. So I took time off work today to be here because I thought it was important enough to be here. When I say that most importantly, I'm the mom, that's what motivates me to be here. Because I have two teenage boys, they believe that they are living in paradise. There is nowhere else in this world that they would want to live other than Rye Tombodarm. They fish, they hunt, they drive dirt bike, skidoo, they even own a boat, and they're 14 and 16 years old. So I stand here before you today wearing many hats, but most importantly, I stand here because I live on the Northern Peninsula. This is my home. This is my children's home, and I want it to be my children's children's home. We don't plan on going anywhere. We want to stay. We've all heard what came out of the Harris Center report. I mean, if we want to stay and keep looking to the future 20 years from now, you're right, 20 years from now, we are going to be over 40% less in terms of population than what we are right now. But I think that's sometimes how we get stuck and we get frightened and we keep looking to the future and say, well, what if this is the road that we're on? We have control of today. So there are people that are invested up here on the Northern Peninsula. There's people that plan on staying forever. And even though our demographics right now look like it's an aging population, you know, I see some shifts that there are younger people coming back. So it's our responsibility for the locals that are in the room to take initiative. So I want to say to the locals, thank you very much for coming here today because this is really, really important. I've been asked to bring greetings, so I want to say to the people who are not local, welcome to the Great Northern Peninsula. I am so glad that you're here. Another hat that I wear above and beyond being the mayor, the manager, and the mom is that I'm actually on the Green Municipal Fund. So again, that does not pay my bills, but I get to go to Ottawa every 4 months or so, and I get to talk about environmental sustainability and so on. So part of being that group, there was a new like CEO to that organization said, I'm going to go out. Sheila, can you show me a small town? And I said, well, what is a small town? They said, 50,000 or less. I said, well, and where I come from, 50,000 or less is a big town. So in actual fact, the province of Newfoundland and Labrador, we only have one city. The rest of us would all be small towns. So I said, if you're going to come to see a small town, then you have to come see my small town. So I said, you have to come to the Northern Peninsula to see the small towns. So when he came up, we were on a power tour. I had him for 24 hours. And I brought him from Ingilee to Mainbrook to Conch to over in the Straits to Sananthe, down to Gunners Cove, St. Lanier. And he had traveled to all these other places, to all these other provinces. And so I went back to Ottawa in September, and I was waiting for the big report. And he said, I've traveled many places, big and small. But I have to tell you that the one place that resonates with me is the Great Northern Peninsula. That the people I met there and the communities that I talked to were like none other. And he said, the people there, they work together. There's a willingness to collaborate. They're open to new ideas. And it was all about engagement. And I mean, I sat to that table. I mean, all these big city mayors of like, you know, 500,000 people live in their town. And I'm there. I'm as proud as a peacock because I know exactly what he's talking about. That this place is different than anywhere else. And that if there's one place in this province that will make it work, it would be here. So I want to say thank you to the Office of Engagement, Thank you to Memorial University. Thank you to the Harris Center Report. Thank you to the radio guys who's going to make us famous today for coming, for taking the time to invest here in Norm Peninsula, because it's not just about, for you guys, you know, your paper today, but for the locals that are here, this is about an investment for our children's children, and that we appreciate your efforts. I have been very fortunate. I got to be on the evaluation committee, so we got the 9 or 10 proposals that came in. There's lots of people with really great, innovative ideas, and so it was a challenge going down through these 10 because they were all good ideas. We did pick 3, and I think it's a starting point for us to look at some viable projects probably for the future for us to look at. I sat in on a conference call with municipalities in Newfoundland and Labrador, and they were talking about renewable resources, and part of that conversation was talking about, I think it was Iceland, maybe it was Greenland, it was a land of some sort. And they were saying, you know what, the people up there, they make the most out of their renewable resources and their non-renewable resources, but you know, as a province in Newfoundland and Labrador, that we don't maximize on ours. Here, I think, on Norm Peninsula, we probably are one of the richest places in this entire province, because we have so much renewable and non-renewable resources that we haven't tapped into. So I won't hold you much longer, other than saying we have 3 projects. We think they look great. For the locals that are here today, you guys are not off. This is not a day off to sit back and listen. We really need to know what you think, because we've brought the researchers in. They need to know from us, from our knowledge, from our experience of living here, what's going to work, what's not going to work, and new ideas of things that we can add. Nobody likes to be told what to do. And I guarantee you, the people on the Norm Peninsula, if nothing else, we're strong-willed, and we don't like being told what to do. So it has to come from us. So it's important today that you get involved, that you become engaged, and that you have ideas to share it, because this is the place to do it. So for the locals, for the non-locals, welcome. I am so glad that you guys are here.